remember what your parents called it?
Well, my parents always called it living room.
Living room. Okay. How about how high would you say that this room is?
I would say the ceiling should be approaching about 8 feet, 7 or 8 feet.
8 feet. Okay. What do you call that thing on the outside of the house on the top, you know, it's made out of brick and the smoke goes through it?
Chimney.
Would you call that the same thing if it were, you know, one of these tall things at a factory or something like that?
Smokestack.
You call that a smokestack instead of a chimney. Okay. What about, did you have a fireplace at the house that you grew up in?
We didn't have a fireplace at all.
Didn't have a fireplace? What about, you know what you call that open place in front of a fireplace? Or it may be the front of an old-fashioned stove, something like that. Just the open area, right? Immediately in front of the fireplace.
What do they call that? I think you're talking about, you said the same thing on the stove?
Could be the front of an old-fashioned stove.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got me on that.
You ever heard it called a hearth?
Yes, I have, right. Yeah. Okay.
Have you ever heard that called anything other than a hearth? Mm-hmm. Okay. What about those things in the fireplace that you lay the wood across? Do you know what those are called?
Well, only thing I've ever heard them called, the anvilines.
Ever heard of called andirons?
No.
You ever heard anybody say fire dogs?
No, I haven't.
Okay. What about that a lot of people have these right above their fireplace? They keep knickknacks and maybe pictures and that sort of thing. What is
metal?
Metal. Have you ever heard that referred to as anything else other than metal?
Oh, yeah, no.
You ever heard it called the metal board? Okay. What do you call that big round piece of wood, you know, with the bark on it that you burn in the fireplace? You say you're going to burn some
log.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard that called anything else?
I think sticks.
The sticks. You ever heard anybody say back sticks?
No.
Okay. What about that type of wood, that particular type of wood that you use to start the fire?
Kindling.
Call that kindling. Have you ever?
I've heard it called something else, lighter.
Lighter. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are kindling then and lighter the same thing?
Same thing.
Same thing. Okay. And then when your fuel burns in there.
Well, okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead if you want to.
Right. Well, as far as the terminology is concerned, might do the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. When you have a fire burning continually in a fireplace, you'll have this black sort of deposit that forms inside. You know, you have to clean it out periodically. What do you call that?
Soot.
Okay, and then after the wood burns down, you have left what in the fireplace?
Ash.
What are those ashes? What color are they usually?
Usually gray.
Kind of a grayish color. Okay. What about, we were talking about the living room. What are some of the things that you would have in an ordinary living room?
Basically, in your living room, I think you have a sofa.
Have you ever heard of a sofa called anything else?
Divan.
Divan?
That's about 15 years ago. Yeah, right. Divan. What else? I guess a sofa probably, and an easy chair. And a matching chair to go with the sofa.
Would you call this an easy chair
right
that I'm sitting in? Okay. What about, what other types of chairs? Any other types of chairs you might have in the living room specifically?
That's about it as far as the living room is concerned. I think